Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dream. Royal Dream. Royal Dream. Yeah. Back up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like hives and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Think of your crown, royal dreams, royal dreams. They try on me, run his armies, royal dreams.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is, what is today? Thursday, that's right, Thursday. Thursday, February the 7th, 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today my sister got a very important topic for you. Today, we want to talk about what's known in the scriptures as the age. It's translated in different ways throughout the Bible. Another way of saying it is the word world. In the Greek, it's the word eon. Or aeon, or age. So we want to talk about the age or the ages, and we really want to focus on the age that we're in and the age that we're going into as we are continuing the evening show that I've been doing that's focusing on breaking down, leaving the church age and going into the kingdom age. And, you know, if you've been following along in the pay-per-view series, we've been talking about how the kingdom age represents like controls and rules and tradition, and the kingdom age represents more freedom, more knowledge, and more information. So we want to talk about what are these ages when we talk about the world. So all throughout the scripture, it tells us something that's very important, and that is there are systems in place that the Father has established. In other words, there are seasons, there are times. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about there's a time and there's a place. So all throughout the Bible, that word age or the word world is mentioned. And it breaks down and it talks about different changes that are what I call vibrational or dispositional, meaning there's a different way, a different lens, a different view, a different perspective, a different awareness, a different consciousness. So all of these are controlled by the Father, what we call God. Now, without understanding that, for example, that was a period in history called the Dark Ages. So during that time or during that period, in history, that age, there was a certain disposition on the planet, and it was called the Dark Ages or the Dark Age. So during the Dark Ages, in the age of, you know, Camelot, the Dark Ages were this period that certain things happened economically that allowed for certain things to happen during the, especially during the Roman Empire and over in Europe, because it was the a decline of the Roman Empire. So this decline was almost preordained, if you will. Now, the Dark Ages is just one of the different dispositions or world ages. Now, the reason why this is important is because what if the age, and we're in what they call the sixth world age, what if the age that you are in is different from the age that you think you're in? Meaning, what if it's summertime, but you're walking around with a hoodie on and a full-length leather jacket, sweaters, gloves, caps? Everybody's going to look at you strange because the way that you are dressed for the age, meaning that the way that you dress and the thing that you're doing, it doesn't match or it doesn't fit the age. And so your job is to make sure that you understand the age or the time or the season that you're in. Because what happens is we're not in tune with the Father's season. We may be in tune with our own season. We may be in tune with our own ideals, but we're not in tune with the universe. We're not in tune with God. We're not in tune with open understanding the ages. Why is that important? Well, the really reason why that's important is because one of the most profound things is all throughout the Bible, it talks about something, especially, for example, if you go to the book of Matthew, it talks about this in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. In Matthew 28, verse 20, Yahushua talks about this age or the end of the age. It talks about in John chapter 19, verse 5, that there's going to be a crown of thorns. Now, remember, as someone who understands the exoteric and the esoteric, which is what we talk about in all the shows, which is what everything I do. Now, we're talking about a physical person that walked on the earth called Jesus. That's one interpretation. Or we're talking about what the Bible says, that any man that does not believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is not of God. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is within. There's over 200 scriptures in the Bible that tells you to be in Christ. That word means eternal. So there is a dualistic approach. Now, I'm not telling you which one to believe. I'm not here to tell you what to believe. I'm just here to assist you with understanding how to use what is called critical thinking. So I'm not trying to tell you what to think. That's not the purpose of this program. That's not the purpose of what I do. But there is a way by which you should use your critical thinking skills to discern the world ages. Because each age brings about a different disposition that is established by the cosmos or the disharmonious arrangement, what we call the zodiac, what we call the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets. Now, all of this, again, is broken down in what we call astrology. But without getting into astrology, we want to just understand the basics of the different ages that we are in. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, 2 Timothy 2:15, to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So this gets into assisting us to understand this word that was given to us that is called the world. And the reason why this is so important is because right now your world is changing. And if you don't change, just like the seasons, when it's summer and it turns into winter, you have to change your wardrobe. You have to change your disposition. You have to change the way that you think. So we're leaving the church age where there was a lot of rules, where there was a lot of regulations, where there was a lot of limits, where a lot of the knowledge was only given to the priests, and the knowledge was not shared with the peasants. In fact, way back in the beginning of the church age, peasants wasn't allowed to read. The only people that could read was the priests. And so during the church age, all the information and all the knowledge was set apart and sacred. So now we're leaving the church age, and we're entering into the kingdom age. And so now we're entering into the age of the kingdom. And so this transition that we're going through is done cosmologically. So the sun and the moon and the stars, everything is affecting us when we're looking, leaving the church age. So when we talk about the church age, and again, remember, during the church age, this historical period that is called dispensationalism, it was the period of what is known as the Pentecost or the apostolic or the apostles that it talks about in Acts chapter 2 and also in 1 Thessalonians. So this was called the church age because it covered a period of time in which the church, and remember the word church means ecclesia in the Greek, and that word ecclesia means assembly. So it was the coming together of obtaining knowledge. It's the age of interacting. It was the age of more group study. Now we're going into the age of kingdom. And the word kingdom means basileia. And the word basileia, again, means royalty or authority. So now the information is coming from within. So each individual is establishing their own disposition or dispensationalism. So we call these periods of time the seven dispensations. So when we're talking about the seven dispensations that it talks about inside of the Bible, it covers the entire period of Adam and Eve of the garden all the way to the end that's in the book of Revelation. This is called the seven dispensations. Now, the reason why this is so important is because each dispensation has a specific government. It has a specific consciousness. So it's called the dispensation of consciousness, which is what I want to focus on. So without understanding the vibration, the wave, the frequency, the consciousness, the word consciousness means awareness. The word awareness means perception. So you see, it's like if I had some glasses and they were amber, and I put those shades on, everything that I see is going to be amber. But if I take the shades off and I put on some glasses now, and these glasses are red, everything that I see is red. Now, but is it red? It's not red. But my consciousness, my perception is skewed because I have on these shades. If I take the shades off, I can see the world as it is, not as I am. So everybody's dispensation of consciousness, the world's dispensation changes. Now, Matthew 24, verse 3, Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 says, and as he sat there upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of their coming? And of the end of the age, or the end of the world. So this is Matthew chapter 24, verse 3. This is where Jesus has departed from the temple, and he's sitting down after teaching in Matthew 23. And it's just Jesus and his disciples. And Jesus was telling them about things that are to come. And he was telling them that these things are coming later. So he's sitting down on the Mount of Olives. He's only talking to his disciples. And notice that it says that he called them privately. Now, remember, Jesus said he only taught in parables. That comes from the Greek word parabole. Now, we broke this down on many different shows. That means secret knowledge. It says secret knowing. Remember, he says it is for them, it is not to know, but for you, it is to know. So Jesus spoke to the public, and he gave them one message. Then he pulled the disciples over, and he gave them another message. So it's very important because we have a three-step: discipleship, messiahship, kingdomship. Most people start off as a disciple, and they stay a disciple. They never go to messiahship. Now, remember the word messiah. Everybody's their own messiah. The word messiah means appointed by God. It means appointment. That means called. That means destiny. That means mission. That means purpose. It's what I do for a living, Dear Kinnear. So I give people Dear Kinnear reports. What is it? It tells you your appointment. So the Bible says that Jesus is the firstborn of many messiahs. So while everybody is looking for one messiah, now we're in the age, the kingdom age, where everybody is a messiah. What does that mean? Everybody has a job. Everybody has an appointment. Your job is different from mine. So I can't do your job, and you can't do my job. So the world age is different. So right now, if you're still in the church age, you're going to the Reverend Dr. Bishop, and there you're looking for them to assist you with your appointment. When the Father says that he has already given you everything that you need for your appointment. And so the reason why this is extremely important is because that's the difference between success and failure. The difference between success and failure is finding your purpose and fulfilling your purpose. Why? Purpose gives you power. The power comes from your position. It doesn't come from a person. In the church age, the power came from the person of Jesus Christ. In the kingdom age, the power comes from the position of Jesus Christ. Christ is his position, his title. Jesus is his name. I mean, that's really not his name, but that's just what they tell us his name is. So Yahushua the HaMashiach, that's name. Now we get into position, that's age. You are in the wrong age. Many of us are in the wrong age. We're in the wrong season. You cannot plant in the winter. Now you can, but how well are your seeds going to grow in the winter? So because we don't know the age that we are in, we do not oscillate and vibrate in the right dispensation of consciousness. So the dispensation of consciousness is extremely important, because if you don't know the dispensation of the conscious that is expressed, then you have the wrong dispensation. Now, you should be asking the $1 million question. And that is, what is a dispensation? Well, we know that the word dispensation comes from, or is a part of, the word cosmos. Well, we get this word called harmonious arrangement, world age, or government. So when we're talking about a dispensation or dispensationalism, we're getting deeper down into the act of distributing. So the word dispensation has to do with distribution. So during certain ages, there are certain distributions. So if you are in the wrong age, you're going to get distributed the wrong things. It's like standing in line. If you're in line and you're homeless and you're standing in line at a soup kitchen, but you're expecting for them to distribute or to administer or to arrange or to give out clothing, but they're giving out food. Well, you're in the wrong line. You are in the wrong dispensation. So dispensationalism has to do with what is being dispensed. So when we're talking about the age of dispensation, the word dispensation also means orders. It means systems. It comes from a Latin word that means to dispense or to carry out. And so now we've got to talking about the Father has done that, but he uses the cosmos or the constellations. That's where we get the zodiac signs from. This is all in the book of Job, chapter 9, verse 9, Job chapter 38, verse 32. This breaks down and talks about the Mazarut. The Mazarut is where we get the English word zodiac. It's a Hebrew word. That's a system of administering dispensation. So the Father, if you want to use that term, has established a system in place by which to administer certain consciousness or awareness. Let me say it again. The word dispensation simply means management over the Greek word oikonomai, where I get the oikonomos or kleronomos. So this is the administration of economics or kleros. Kleros is the household management of the soul. Nomai or okonomai, it means office. It means method of administration. Now, remember in the prophet shows we've been talking about, somebody hijacked the distribution of okonomai. What that means, office or position. So the Greek word okonomai gives us the English word dispense. So what if you get dispensed the wrong item? Again, if you're hungry and I give you food, then that meets your expectation. So the word dispense means I'm going to distribute, I'm going to give out, I'm going to distribute. So it means I'm going to grant something. So that means that the Father has developed a system of granting certain, and that means to dispense. So the word distribution, the word dispensationalism, all of these terms are the same. It has to do with the way by which frequencies are administered. That's not set up by me and you. What am I saying? That I'm saying that the way that you see the world has been established before you even got here. It's the ability to grant a certain amount of weight. It means to pay out or to give out a pendant. It means a dispimp. The word pimp means pendant. So the Father is granting or giving out a certain license, if you want to use that term. This license is what you and I call consciousness. So your consciousness, you can expand your consciousness based upon the age that you're in. Thankfully, you're not in the dark ages. Thankfully, we're coming out of the church age. Thankfully, we're coming into the kingdom age. So now there's going to be a kingdom consciousness. The children that are being born now are different from my generation. My son, my daughters, they think differently than I do. They don't need systems and they don't need control. They're not governed by patterns. They're not interested in rules. They are free spirits. They have a way of thought that's different from mine. So the old way, the old militaristic way of seeing the world doesn't work on the younger generation, because the young generation are of a different age. They got a different consciousness. They have been dispensed. They have been given a different way of seeing the world. So a young person taking instructions from an old person will have difficulty because of the way that their conscious is wired. They don't see the value in patterns that I do. They see value in freedom. So their emotional management, the way by which they process their critical thinking skills, is different. So without this understanding, you're going to try to get water out of a rock. You're going to be beating your head up against the brick wall because you're not going to understand why you're not getting through to the next generation. So the old school generation is like me talking to some of the older traditional pastors, reverends, doctors, and bishops. So they don't understand me because they only understand their dispensation, because that was their season. So now it's a new season. But the goal is for you to be able to transition with the season. The goal is for you to be able to be transformed. How? By the renewing of the mind. That's what Yahushua said. But nobody wants to renew their mind. It's like technology. So what happens if new technology comes out and I don't get on board? Well, what's going to happen to me? I'm going to get left behind. Because Yahushua says in Matthew 12, verse 32, enter into this age of the age to come. Matthew 28:20 talks about the end of this age. Matthew 13:39 talks about the harvest is at the end of the age. Matthew 24:3, Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 says that the sign of the coming end of the age. Luke chapter 18, verse 30 says, in this age and in the age to come. I mean, the Father said that, hey, he never leave you nor forsake you, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. So these ages are worlds. So these worlds are created by worlds, cosmos, a cosmology. Now, the reason why this is extremely important is because there are people trying to create worlds that are ages or harmonious arrangement. So when we look at Luke chapter 18, verse 30, Luke chapter 18, verse 30, it tells us something that we need to look a little bit further to delve into the depth of an age. What is an age? Chapter 18, verse 30 tells us something that's extremely important. It says, who shall not receive more in this present time and in the age to come everlasting life? Luke chapter 18, verse 30 in the New King James. Now, in the Old King James, that word age is transliterated into the word world. So when we look at the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 30, and we could read that scripture in different translations, we see different words. That's why this is so important, because, again, different Bibles give you different words. Each word establishes a different world. And so in the New Living Translation, the New International Translation, it says, I fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come eternal life. So we see the word age mentioned twice. But then when we read that same scripture in the New King James, it says, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come? So the word time is exchanged for the word age, and then the word world is used for the second age. So the word age is mentioned twice, but yet it's translated in English in two different words. Once it says time, the next time it says world. So which one is it? Is it time or is it the world? So in each translation, we could go through different translations, and again, the word is going to be translated different ways. So when we look at the original text, it says, and then this comes from the Textus Receptus, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come? So the first time the word age is translated into the word time. So the age is talking about time. Now, this word time, when we look it up,
G2540, Kairos. Kairos.
We got the Greek word kairos. So the Greek word kairos tells us something about the dispensation, the distribution. So somebody being the big G, the Father, he's distributing kairos. So we might want to know what that is, because that's what you receive in this age. And kairos changes based upon the cosmos or the cosmology. So we'll go from, for example, we're in the age of Pisces. Now we're going into the age of Aquarius. So that's the zodiac term. Bible says we're in the age of the church. Now we're coming to the age of the kingdom. Remember, Jesus only taught kingdom. He never taught church. Nowhere in the scripture can you find Jesus taught church, ecclesia. He only taught the kingdom. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So Jesus taught kingdom, because that was the age that he was preparing us for. So what was he talking about? Kairos. Now, that word kairos means due measure. It means a fixed, definite time period. It means a seasonable time. It has to do with the state of a specific thing or event. So kairos means something is set for a specific time. There's a proper time. So this Greek word for age, it has to do with opportunity at a specific time. That lets me know there is a time and a season. So that means I can miss my time, or I could miss my season, or I could go before my time. I can get ahead of myself, or I can get behind myself. So the word age, has to do with opportunity. So there is a specific time period. That's why this is important. What if you miss your time? Remember in the book of Ecclesiastes where Solomon says vexation of spirit seven times. He said his spirit was vexed. And we says where there is an increase of knowledge, there is an increase of sorrow. He's talking about the consciousness of either missing your opportunity. It results in a vexation of spirit. So that means there is a certain time, and again, getting away from religion and focusing on spirituality. So I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about tradition. I'm talking about calling. I'm talking about destiny. I'm talking about giftedness. I'm talking about awareness. I'm talking about self-awareness. We spend more time studying other things than we do ourselves. So if you don't know your own self, how can you know anyone else? To the degree that you love yourself, that's the only degree that you can love someone else. You cannot love someone if you don't know yourself. It's really interesting. How do you know what is love? When we talk about love, the way that you can tell what somebody loves, you can tell by how much time they spend with you. So if you tell me you love me, but you don't spend no time with me, then I know that you may, yeah, you may think you're consciously, but that means that your conscious, your awareness, your perception, your critical thinking skills. Now, again, I'm not trying to tell you what to think. I'm trying to help you or to assist you with how the process of thinking goes. What is that process? That's called self-contemplation. You should contemplate. So there's something called self-analysis. You should go through, now again, critical thinking skills. Not just thinking skills, critical thinking skills. There is this ability to go through specific keys. Specifically, there has to be a way of analyzing to know what you don't know. How do you know what you don't know? By questioning the frame, not the picture. Everybody looks at the picture. What's happening? Very few people look at the frame. Why it's happening? Do you know framing? I could frame something. In law enforcement, people could get framed for a crime that they didn't commit. So if I'm going to frame you, what does that mean? If you've been framed, what does that mean? If you frame something, you want to make it appear to be something that it's not. So a criminal can frame you. So criminal minds think in a way by which it allows them to get away with something, because they use the art or they use the skill. The word framing, when you've been framed, you've been set up. It is false evidence appearing real, fear. So if I give a false testimony that say that you was at a place that you wasn't even there. You know how many people are in prison right now because they were framed? Especially black men, really back in the day. You could get hung if you was a black man, if a white man accused you of looking at his wife. You may not even be in the area. If you get framed, you have been falsely proven guilty of something that you didn't commit. So framing is actually more important than the picture. Why? The frame determines the perspective of the picture. It's the view. So the frame determines how you see the picture. The framing determines how something is viewed. There's a whole psychology behind framing. And it's very important because what happens, most of us, we don't understand the art. And it is an art of framing. It's like if I said frozen yogurt contains 20% fat, And then I say frozen yogurt contains, or frozen yogurt is 80% fat-free. Which one sounds better? If I say frozen yogurt contains 20% fat, and if I say frozen yogurt is 80% fat-free, you would not buy something if I said it contains 20% fat. But you would buy that exact same can or box of frozen yogurt if I said it's 80% fat-free. Why? I framed it differently. That's all marketing. That's all framing. So framing, the world, the frame is set by the Father. And many people don't understand the frame. That's why we don't have success. Because you're looking at a problem or a situation with the wrong vision or perspective. Because remember, the kingdom age is the age of, is the age of the lion. I was driving over and I was talking about this. I was talking to my son, and we was talking about this very exact question. In the jungle, the lion is the king of the jungle. But the lion is not the king of the jungle because, again, he's the fastest, he's the smartest, or he's the biggest. The lion is the king of the jungle because of his psychological frame. The lion is the king of the jungle because of the way that he thinks. In the lion's brain, everything is lunch. In the lion's brain, the glass is always half full. In all of the other animals' brain, the glass is half empty. All the other animals see the lion, and they see king. When the lion sees the other animals, he doesn't see king. When the lion sees the other animals, he sees lunch. Why does the lion see all the other animals as lunch, and all the other animals see the lion as king? How come the other animals don't see the lion as lunch? He has a different disposition. He has a different framing. He has a different way of seeing the world. So critical thinking requires you to question the frame, not the picture. It requires you to understand the world frame that we're in. And that's the whole purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. That's the purpose of what everything that I teach, because it has to do with the understanding times, understanding season, understanding the time to make a change. What if you move at the wrong time? One of the biggest mistakes that I made in my life was when I got out of the military without having systems in place, without using critical thinking skills like framing, without understanding the opportunity and the season. Staying in the military or getting out of the military wasn't the question. The question that I didn't ask myself, the mistake that I made, the lesson that I learned, I wasn't open-minded. I had no problem-solving skills. I didn't communicate. I didn't analyze. I didn't take responsibility. That means to respond. The word responsibility, turn it around, it means ability to respond. I didn't take responsibility. I didn't respond to my ability that the Father gave me. I allowed someone else, being myself, to not seek out reason and logic and transformative knowledge, meaning information that brings about a transformation. There's a lot of information, but the information you studying and doing, does that help you pay your light bill? If not, it's a waste of time. I could go to school and learn basket weaving. But if there's not a market for basket weaving, I'm wasting my time. Does it improve my health? Does it make me a better father? Does it connect me and give me a better relationship with God? If not, my consciousness is flawed. So the first word that we need to understand when we talk about age is due season. It has to do with the opportunity, or what is called seasonable time. So in the Bible, it says that there is a limited period of time that is seasonable. Another word that's used in the Bible is the word epoch, E-P-O-C-H. So it talks about that Is it the epoch of time? Now, the reason why that is so important, because we make decisions at the wrong time. It's the right decision, it's just the wrong time. So if I make a decision to cross the street when there is a do not walk sign, is that the wrong? I mean, crossing the street, I got to cross the street to get to the store that's on the other side. So crossing the street is not the problem. It's I'm crossing the street at the wrong time. That's what the word epoch means, E-P-O-C-H. It means a marked time. It means a particular period of time for a distinct advantage. So there are certain things that you that's time to do. There's a specific time. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about there's a time to plant and there's a time to pluck up. There's a time to live and there's a time to die. For everything under the sun, there is an appointed time. So the word age means time. It has to do with, are you aware of the time? A lot of us, we're doing the right thing, but we're doing it at the wrong time. So you got to be aware of the time. Well, what's the second word? Well, when we go back to the scripture and we look at, again, this word, age, it talks about the present time and in this world. So the English word world and the English word age, they both come from or contain this Greek word. Now, this Greek word, the underlining Greek word.
165, ion.
Ion. A-I-O-N. So the Greek word ion, it means age. So we're talking about ion. So the first word, again, has to do with understand the epoch of time. Understand when is the right time. The next word is, when we talk about age, is understanding the ion. The word ion simply means perpetual. It means a period of age. It has to do with a messianic period. It has to do with the beginning. Now, this word ion means unbroken. It is something that is unbroken. It is an unbroken age. Ion. Now, the Greek word ion has another underlining Greek word underneath that word.
I.
It's like the word I, or A-A. A-E-I, I. So the Greek word I, it means insatiable or perpetual. It means circumstances. It means something sought out or done. Now, remember, we're talking about what is an age. The Bible always talks about ages. What is it? So an age is a specific or distinct time to do something. Now, an age is also a perpetual period. It's also something that is incent, I-N-C-E-S-A-N-T, incentant or incentant. Now, what does that mean? That means to continue uninterrupted. That means ceaseless. And let me get the correct pronunciation on that word as well. Incessant. So I don't know if you heard that. Let me play that one more time.
Incessant.
Incessant. So it's spelled I-N-C-E-S-S-A-N-T. So we got two words that make up this one English word. One has to do with a distinct period of time. The other one has to do with something that continues uninterrupted. It means ceaseless. It means to continue uninterrupted. It is something that continues. It actually means something that has to do with moving forward without cease. It means unceasing. In Latin, it means unceasing. Not cease, but unceasing. Now, that has to do with eternity. So when we talk about an age, we're talking about not only specific events, but these specific events, they go on unceasingly. So for me, that lets me know that there is specific things that you should be thinking about, that you should be thinking about unceasingly. That means you're always moving forward. That has to do specifically with, again, we're talking about the kingdom age. So during the kingdom age, there is specific, distinct events that should be unceasing. What is the kingdom age? The kingdom age is royalty, the disposition of the lion. That is a distinctive consciousness. It comes from the Greek word basileia, which we've already broken down. That means you should distinctively have a specific consciousness or awareness of a king, of someone who's a royal. You're not a peasant anymore. You're a king. You're a queen. So you should carry yourself like the lion. That means everything else is lunch. That means that your brain is immersed in a disposition that says, I'm the king of the governor of the jungle, which means I have dominion. So a problem comes into your life. Your response is, I have a solution. But your brain is going to tell you, no, you don't. That's when you connect in, you disconnect from this reality, and you connect with God's mentality. It's the ability to take your brain and connect it with God's brain. That's called walking in the spirit. So how do you solve problems? Do you have to know the answer to every problem? No. So God is just like the internet. So when I log on to Google and I want to do a search, I got to type in specific terms. That's the first part of the definition. Distinct. So you may be typing in the wrong term. So if I go to Google and I'm searching for, if I got a pet at home that's sick, and I go to Google and instead of typing in veterinarian, I type in the word veteran. Because they sound the same. So I go to Google and I'm searching and I'm looking for a veterinarian, but instead of typing in veterinarian, I type in veteran. And I get angry and upset and I'm mad because there I can't find a veterinarian. Why? The first part of the word age means you have to know the reasonable attribute, characteristic at the specific time. In other words, you have something that God gave you that you are to give to the universe at a specific time. And if it has to do with being a veterinarian, then you shouldn't be out talking to veterans. Because why? You cannot walk across the street, even though walking across the street is not wrong. You can't walk across the street whenever they do not walk sign. It's the wrong time. So the word age and the word world and the word time, they're interchangeable all through and throughout Scripture. But this dispensation, what the Father is distributing. So the Father is like, again, the word Father means patar. The word patar in the Greek means a generator. The word generator, a generator is something that sends out a signal or a frequency. So the Father is sending out Christ. What is Christ? Christ is a position, a distinct position. That's the first part of the definition. The second part of the definition is unceasing. So the Father is telling you your purpose every day, all day, 24/7, 365. He's sending it out unceasingly. He's telling you the same message. That is called omnibenevolent. Remember those five omnis that I have inside of my book, The Standard, that tells you exactly what the Father is? Remember, he's all power. He's all present. He's all knowing. He's all simple. And he's all benevolent. See, most people have a God that he don't like you if you don't tithe. See, I used to have that God, but I traded him in. I got another one. So, because that dog don't hunt, at least unless you pay tithes. So you have to understand the dispensation that you're in, because there's people who are going to tell you different things. You have to study to show yourself approved. Your dispensation, the dispensation of consciousness, simply means that the Father has established the heavens. Now, the Bible says that the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. The book of Psalms talks about the stars and the moon. Genesis said that they're given to us for signs and for seasons. That's why we have these seasons. Now, the Father, the kingdom age, remember, and I've been talking about this in the private sessions, there is a pattern that now has been replaced with a freedom. And so now patterns are power, but the patterns are for the people who need patterns. Like the law, law is for the lawless. So if you are lawless, okay, then you need, like, you need the law. You need something to govern you, because you're not self-governing. So if you can't govern yourself, then they got laws. So, and then they got people that enforce the laws. I used to be one of those people. They call them cops. Or, like when I worked in the prison system, they called us COs. Why do you need COs? Why do you need correctional officers? Why do we have police officers? Why do we have law enforcement? Why do we have a criminal justice system? Why do we have judges and lawyers? Why do we have people that take people freedom? Because they don't have responsibility. They don't know how to use their freedom at the specific time. They want to take my freedom. They want to take your freedom. If a woman is jogging down the street buck naked, that doesn't give you the right to go and take. Because I've heard, you know, the debate is, well, she wanted it. If you go and do something, your rights end where mine begin. I have no right to take your hard-earned money. It's not. I didn't earn it. It's not my money. So if I go and I take your money, there has to be recourse. There's systems in place, because that's a lawless act. So we have laws in place. Now, if you don't take other people's money, those laws don't apply to you. So laws apply to people who violate them. That's what the Bible says. Laws are for the lawless. Now, the Bible says there are certain things that are above the law. Now, this is really important, because this is the age of the kingdom. So the laws are not in the kingdom. The kingdom is based upon keys. Keys are universal principles that operate above what they call natural law. Now, remember, as a cop, I was a local cop, municipal. I worked in a city where they had these dudes that was called DPS, the Department of Public Safety. They were called state. The state cop could come in and he could override the local cop. Then they have these dudes called the FBI. That's federal. Well, federal comes in, and guess what? They override state. Now, you go to Colorado, there's a state law that says smoking marijuana is legal. Well, guess what? There's a federal law that says smoking marijuana ain't legal. So you could do it in the state, but the federal government could come down anytime they want, and they could take you to jail because you're violating a federal law that overrides state statute or a municipal ordinance. Then we got Interpol. Interpol is international law. And then we can go into the Galactic Federation, which is supposed to be the galactic law. What am I saying? It's like truth is like an onion. Each layer of the onion is true. That's why you cannot argue with someone who is on first base and tell them what you see because you're on third base. Last analogy. What is the different perspective, vision, or consciousness of a turtle, a giraffe, and an eagle? Which one is right and which one is wrong? Does the turtle has the viewpoint of the ground? Is he wrong? No. A giraffe has a viewpoint of pretty high up, let's say top of the trees. Is the giraffe's viewpoint wrong or right? No. What about an eagle? The eagles fly high in the sky. Eagles don't fly through the storm. They fly above the storm. So which viewpoint is right and which one is wrong? Is a turtle going to hell because his viewpoint is on the ground? Is the giraffe going to hell because his viewpoint only reached to the top of the trees? Or is the eagle going to hell because he's flying above everybody else? Nobody's right. Nobody's wrong. They got different perspective. That's the problem with religion. That's the problem with not knowing critical thinking. Your viewpoint is your viewpoint. It ain't mine. Your perspective is your perspective. It ain't mine. If you think cancer is real, it is real for you, boo-boo. It ain't real for me. So I'm not buying this dis-ease. There's a guy named Max Gerson that's been curing cancer since the 60s. Dr. Sabin just passed away. He had 100%, almost 100% success rate in curing every non-curable disease known to man. He couldn't even practice medicine. He was over in Honduras. So there are people who are dying right now, today, as we speak, from diseases that other people are curing. How is that possible? How is it possible for one man to die of a disease that another man can cure? The inability to see. You can't be what you can't see. If you can't see yourself wealthy, you'll never have a dime. I don't give a damn how much money. You can win the lottery tomorrow. You'll be broke by this time next year. Go to Google and type in curse of the lottery winners. If you want to verify what I'm saying, go to Google and type in every lottery winner, the winner that have a poverty mentality. I don't care how much money you give somebody. It's not money. It's mentality. Money runs away from uncertainty, and money is drawn to confidence. If you want money, you need to be confident. You need to be confident. How do you get confident? Clarity. Confidence comes from crystal clear clarity. Well, that's where I got mine from. I got my confidence from not school. I didn't get my confidence from going to church. I didn't get my confidence from the military. I didn't get my confidence from being a black man. I didn't get my confidence from shaving my head. I didn't get my confidence from going to the gym and building up my muscles. I got my confidence when I got clarity of self, when I changed my self-image. See, I used to be a poor creature. I used to be broke, busted, and disgusted. I used to be an angry little black man. I used to think that the white man had his foot on my neck. I had a faulty self-image. I couldn't see. My vision, my consciousness was flawed. My worldview, my dispensation. So your world view, the age that we are in, the age that you got, and this is very important, because right now there's a lot of people that got a lot of tradition. That tradition doesn't work anymore. Now you need dominion. You need dominion mentality, aka king, queenship. That's the person of the kingdom. Millionaires Training Center. It's not about making $1 million. Money is irrelevant. It's about having a million-dollar mentality. If I can change your mentality, it will transform your reality. The age to come that Jesus talked about all throughout the Helios Biblios, all throughout the Bible, Jesus came preaching the kingdom. Because he was establishing the new age, and the kingdom is what we call the age of Aquarius, using the zodiac. It is the age of carrying a disposition that says, I am, and it says, I have. Now, brothers and sisters, you have to make this shift today. You can never use the word want ever again. And if you don't believe me, as I said before, there's two words you should never use in your vocabulary. Three, really. The word human, the word want, and the word care. I don't want you to care about me because I damn sure don't care about you. Now, when you say that, it sounds really weird, right? When I first started saying it, it used to bother me because everybody tell me, I care about my, you know. Like, as parents, we got children. You ever look at the definition of the word care? Well, I did. I looked it up. The word care means a state of mind in which one is troubled, worried, or anxious. Let me say that again. Now, if you want this state of mind, now remember, the only way to be successful is if you have the right pitch. The word pitch comes from the word tune, T-U-N-E. Pitch means to be immersed. The brain must be immersed. It means to be headlong in tune. Tune means purpose. Purpose means position. Position means Messiah. Messiah means your office. So that means if I'm a teacher, my brain should be immersed in teaching, not trouble, not worry. The Bible tells us why worry about what you'll eat, what you'll drink. So if you care, that means that your brain is always agitated. Money is repelled by agitation. Remember, money follows the path of least resistance. Money is drawn to clarity. Money is repelled by cloudiness or uncertainty. So the only reason you don't have no money, or if you don't have any money or enough money, well, what is money? Money is a current. That's why it's called currency. Currency, but currency is current chi. Current, C-H-I. What is chi? Chi is prana. What is prana? Prana is spirit. What is spirit? Spirit is a dispensation, a consciousness, a ruling disposition. That means that you have an appointed time, or that you understand the appointed time, and you understand the appointed time unceasingly. That means you always understand this. Always. You always maintain a certain disposition. It should not go up and down. So let me say, you happy on Monday, but you pissed off on Thursday. But then you're happy on Friday, but you pissed off on Saturday. It's not unceasing. So the world age that we are in, we are in a distinct age of unceasing authority. Your brain should be immersed in a way of thinking that says, I don't care. Why? Caring is a state of anxiety. Caring is a state of worry. Caring is a state of negative construction because you feel concerned. Con means you're swindled. CERN means seed. Swindled seed. That's why you should not be concerned. Now that sounds hard. I know, trust me. But the word want sounds even different. How do you want and you already got? Now the word want means to feel. Now remember, the church age, the disposition of the church, is the age of feelings. The kingdom age is the age of knowing. The lion, he doesn't feel like the king. I you know, go to the jungle and interview one. Hey, preferably go on a safari, tell them Africans to drop you off out there and interview a lion in his natural habitat. Just make sure you videotape it because you probably won't make it back. But we can get the tape and we can watch it. See, the lion don't feel like they're the king. The lion, they know they're the king. They got a dispensation. They got a disposition. The lion doesn't want to be the king. The lion doesn't need to be the king. The lion doesn't wish to be the king. The lion know he the king. See, the word want, it means crave. So how do you want something that you already got? That means that you don't have it. That means that you violate universal spiritual law. That means that you don't know the distinct time. You don't know the age that you're in. Because you're in the age of what the Bible says, that the Father has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. That's the age you're in. So you're in the age of have. You're not in the age of want. You have been given. So now you have. So every day you wake up, I have wealth. I have wisdom. I have help. I have toe-curling relationships. Every day. It doesn't matter what reality says. What matters is what your mentality maintains. Your inner verse overrides the universe. It should. Right now, the universe overrides your inner verse. But your job is to get to the point in time where the universe overrides the universe. And what inside of you comes out and controls what outside of you. If you can hold it in your head, it will manifest in your hands. If you can hold it in your head, universe, it manifests in your hands, universe. If you can hold it in your head, universe, you can and you will hold it in your hands, universe. Brothers and sisters, what is the world age to come? The world age to come is a distinct appointment that you have that is unceasing. It goes all the way to infinity and beyond, all the way into eternity. This distinct appointment that you got when you was a disciple, that you mastered when you was a Messiah, and that you scaled, that you promoted when you was a king or a queen. It's the ability to understand discipleship, messiahship, kingship, queenship. Kingship and queenship only happens after messiahship. Messiahship only happens after discipleship. Discipleship is just critical thinking. Taking these critical thinking skills that have been downloaded into your DNA. That's called messiahship. It is innate. It is inside. It's not outside of you. It's inside of you. But you're going outside of you to the universe instead of coming inside of you to the universe. So you're to establishing the age of the kingdom is to become a disciple of the king. When you become a disciple of the king, you get a position from the king. Your position is a Messiah or a Messiah. That means you got an appointment. As someone who has a position, now you got power because your power comes from your position. So you take that position, and that allows you to establish and to be a king or a queen. So, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining me for the today's show. I'm going to try to squeeze in a show tonight. We'll see how it goes. I'm out of town. So we're going to try to squeeze in, again, the pay-per-view show. And hopefully you've been following along, because tonight's show is going to be a barn burner, which is why we continue. We've already broken down the origin of the white man, God turned it around, dog, and the origin of the black man, Lord turned it around, drool. Go to dictionary.com, type in D-R-O-L-L, and blow your cookies. And then the creation story that you got is not yours. Now, I know that's what you've been taught. That's what the private show we broke out, I proved it in the private show. So tonight, we're going to continue in the private show. Again, out with the church age, in with the kingdom age, as we reveal, expand, illuminate, and simplify how the crystal light, the gold nanoparticles inside of your DNA, how they activate the DNA and turn you into what basically is a superconductor. So that way you are conducting the frequency and wave of the Father here on earth. That's how we're going to establish and change the grid on earth, because we can change the grid in each individual person. And your personal, the 12 primary meridian lines in your body connect with the 12 tectonic plates in the earth, and they connect with the 12 zodiac or the 12 constellations in the sky to bring about an entire new energy grid on the planet. We break it down tonight. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude. We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you. I can't leave my home, I can't leave alone. I'm so